This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com.
All right, let's go right to them. Chris Perkins used to be all night, then it became midnight. Now we're not sure. From the Sun Sentinel Dolphins columnist, Perk, good morning, man. How you doing?
Joe, I'm like brunch now, man. I can't, you know, I don't even know if I can make it past dinner nowadays, man. I'm like brunch now.
You're starting to talk like my hours, man. 9 o'clock on a Friday night, and I'm struggling to stay awake, man. You're right.
That's right.
Damn, Perk.
It gets to you, man.
Oh, boy.
Age catches up to you.
It's undefeated. Hey, Perk, so we got all kinds of stuff going. Let's start with this Joey Bosa stuff. Makes sense. I'm guessing if he's coming home, you know, if it's going to be on the cheap after his injuries and everything, he's made a lot of money, it would make sense that he'd want to stay home. But I got to ask you, because Joey Bosa can be really good if he stays healthy, do we have enough there? Don't we have a lot of other needs for every dollar at this point? Or do you take Joey Bosa if you can get him on the right contract?
Boy, Joe, it's a tough one, you know, because you can never have too many quality edge rushers. And, you know, if they're interested in Bosa, strongly interested, it kind of tells me they're not sure what's going to happen with Chubb coming off of the knee injury. They're not sure what's going to happen with Jalen Phillips coming off of the Achilles and the knee and playing on his fifth-year option. You know, maybe Bosa sticks around for next year. So you don't know if he's going to continue how he finished the season, because remember, now everybody is going to have more tape on him. So Bosa to me is a luxury. He's not a need. I would like to see the Dolphins, whether they get Bosa or not, and I'm not strongly in favor of it. I wouldn't be big time opposed to it. I think it should be a back burner move. Joe, I think you need some situational help, and meaning you need a big physical running back and you need a big physical receiver. This offense struggled in short yardage, third and one, red zone, goal line. So I would try to address those things before I address edge rusher, but that's just me.
Yeah, no, to your point, I think we've all been saying this. They have a lot of needs on this team. I mean, we're looking at two safeties, two guards, a corner, a cover corner on the outside.
Yeah.
So there is a lot of needs. Another tight end, as you said, a couple of running backs, and probably like to get a bigger running back. I want to ask you about the quarterback situation. I happen to think we kind of forget about it because we get going on the team, but somebody, we got to get somebody go that can win games if Tua goes down, because he's gone down a lot. He missed six games last year. Two names I hear, Mariota, and now Zach Wilson's name has popped up. You like one of those names, or is there somebody else that realistically that's not thinking they're going to be a starter that can you get?
I like Mariota. You know, I like the element that his legs would add. I know he's up there in age, but you need somebody with some wheels back there, Joe. You know, we don't know what this offensive line is going to look like. And by the way, can we get something straight here, Joe? When we say fix the offensive line, we mean left guard and right guard, right? Let's not assume all five of them. You're okay at center. You're okay at left tackle. You're okay at right tackle. We're talking about the two guard positions who, quite honestly, I think have been scapegoated. But anyway, at backup quarterback, I like Mariota. Jimmy Garoppolo, his name has come up. He's still a little too injury-prone for me. I could go for Zach Wilson, but I want somebody, ideally, who has consistently won a few games in this league as opposed to one of these former first-round picks who's on the rebound like Zach Wilson or Trey Lance or one of those guys. I'm going for the older veteran guy, and Marcus Mariota is at the top of my list there, Joe.
Did you thought the guard play was okay last year? You thought they got too much?
No.
You thought they got too much heat?
Here's what I think. I think your big problem with your offense is that your big three don't come through. And so in the last 2 years, Joe, you know where I'm going with this. These guys are 2-10 against playoff teams. In those 12 games, Tua has 15 touchdowns and 14 interceptions. That's not good. And in those same 12 games in the last 2 years against playoff teams, neither Tyreek nor Jalen Waddle have a 100-yard receiving game. Two new guards are not going to fix Tua, Tyreek, or Waddle, Joe. That's your big problem with the offense is these guys get shut down in the big games. Two new guards is not going to fix that. You've got to figure out how to get those guys going in the big games. Then you can talk about getting a home playoff game, winning a playoff game, and advancing in the playoffs.
Well, we'll get into all that. That's, by the way, good point, but I counter with the running game last year. Went through about a month and a half where it was as bad as anybody's in the NFL, and he can't run short yardage, and now you're throwing bubbles outside and trying anything to get a catch and with some blocks outside instead of being able to run inside. But I agree. We don't get enough out of those three guys. We're paying – and by the way, Jalen Waddle, he looks like – I always used to say he looked like a number one receiver. He looks like a number two receiver, and we got to get him back more productive. I know we've talked a lot about the whole Tyreek thing. And by the way, would you trade Tyreek or do you keep him?
Oh, no, I'm keeping Tyreek. Now, look, Tyreek can be a knucklehead, but he remains the best player on your team. Offense, defense, whatever. He remains the focal point of your offense. He remains the best hope that your offense has. You've got to figure out a way. To me, if you get that power running back and you get that situational receiver, the guy you can throw to in third and one or just throw the ball up, a big target, that's going to help your offense tremendously. So that's two things you need to get this offseason, whether through the draft or through free agency. You probably do need another inline tight end. But I'll say this also, Joe, just looking big picture at free agency, I know you have a lot of needs, but it might not be as dire as you think. So consider it like this. You need interior defensive line help. You can bring Deshaun Hand back. I don't know whether Calais, you know, returns, but you can bring Deshaun Hand and Benito Jones back. That's not an upgrade, but it gets you through the season. At inside linebacker, you can bring Terrell Dodson back and maybe Anthony Walker Jr. Again, not an upgrade, but it gets you through the season, and you can focus on other things like the two guards, the two safeties, the backup quarterback. Joe, to me, before you go into this offseason, you need to know what are you trying to accomplish. So the last two offseasons, you're going all out trying to win a Super Bowl. You're bringing on 30-something, all of that stuff. To me, this offseason, you're trying to set up for one final run in 2026 with this core of Tua and Tyreek and Waddle and Jalen Ramsey. I'm not sure how many of these guys are going to be here past 2026. So this year, to me, you want to get in the playoffs, definitely win a playoff game so you set the stage for your Super Bowl run next year. So when you're talking about getting guys like Bosa, who's going to be 30, in July, if he's going to be here for 2026 and be part of that Super Bowl run, okay. If not, I'm not too sure that I'm interested in a 30-year-old with an injury history, because I'm not sure he's going to help us make our Super Bowl run in 2026. By the way, that's the same problem I see with Teron Armstead. He's not going to be here in 2026. If he comes back as a reserve, I'll take him. If not, I've got a real, real tough decision. I need him. He's my best offensive lineman, and he's great for culture. But again, I'm preparing for my 2026 Super Bowl run with this offseason and this season.
You know what? You're jumping ahead of yourself. Already talking Super Bowl in 2026, man. You need to cut it back. You need to cut it back to a playoff win. We've already had this discussion this morning here on where you're going on that. Hey, by the way, Perk, the serious stuff, though, don't give your guy Chris Greer a hall pass, man. This draft needs to be strong. You need to get something with three. You need to find something with one of those fours and one of those fives. They need guys to come in with those 10 picks. I don't want to see three guys on a practice squad and five or six guys on a 53 active and, like, most of them not playing. Those guys need to come in and get ready to start right away.
I agree 100%. You might need three starters out of this draft. I think you definitely need two starters, Joe. Your first and second round picks almost have to be starters, don't they? Whether it's guard and safety or whatever, they've almost got to be starters. And that third round pick has got to be a rotational player, a major contributor, because you've got so many holes to fill, and you need an infusion of youth. You need young talent on this team. You took so many 30-somethings over the last 2 years trying to get to the Super Bowl. You know, Calais and Shaq Barrett and OBJ and Marcus May and all of these guys, Jordan Poyer, a lot of them aren't going to be around. They were one-year fixes. You need to get something more sustainable. So that starts in the draft. Like you say, you've got to hit on these first three picks. You've got to hit on those, Joe.
Let me ask you, going back, because they've been giving me a hard time today, and I deserve it because I bought in year two last year. They had a chance to be a good team. I didn't know if they were going to be as good as the year before, where they won 11 games before what happened at the end of the year. But I thought they were still going to have a really good season last year. And, you know, Tua goes down. We're just in a situation right now. We almost have to, like, asking Tua to stay healthy for 17 games. It happened once. You just can't count on it anymore, right? You're with them. You gave them the money. You're all in on them. But you also have to put a priority on that backup quarterback.
Correct. If you go into this season thinking that Tua is going to be healthy for all 17, you're fooling yourself. You're living in a fantasy world. Nobody wants Tua to get injured, but you have to face the reality that in two of the last 3 years under Mike McDaniel, the guy has gotten injured. And so you have to think that there's a good chance it happens again. You cannot skimp on backup quarterback like you did last year. You've got to get somebody who can get you, keep you at 500 through four games. That's what I always say about a backup. Keep me at 500 through four games. After that, it's probably going to show why you're a backup quarterback in this league. But 500 through four games, let the rest of the team do the work after that, your receivers, your edge rushers, your corners, all your high-dollar guys. But I think Marcus Mariota is a quarterback who can do that for you.
All right, real quickly here, where is it on your priority list in this draft for a cover corner or free agency for a cover corner?
Ooh, yeah, that's
up
maybe
there.
Number three. You've got to get a quality safety and a quality guard. Look, you're not going to get two Pro Bowl safeties and two Pro Bowl guards, right?
No. You want
one quality guy and one guy who's an NFL caliber starter, right? Let's just be realistic here. So after you get that quality safety, that quality guard, you probably need the quality corner because, as we saw last year, especially with Buffalo, when Cam Smith was out there, right, they avoided Ramsey, they avoided Kogu, and they just peppered Cam Smith with Matt Hollins, of all people, just tearing him up. They will find that weakness. So Kendall Fuller was good at that role. You need somebody at his level or better. That's probably my number three. Well, actually, let me say number four after a backup quarterback also.
Yeah.
So a quality guard and quality safety – backup quarterback, and then the starting corner.
All right, and you agree with me. As good as the defense was last year, you can't have your starting safeties and a starting corner, three of them, not have an interception. That's hard to do. That's hard to do,
That's
right?
That's hard to do. That's hard to do. The defense is kind of hard to read, Joe. You went 2 years ago with Javon Holland and Sean Elliott. You were number 10. Last year, you went with Deshaun Elliott and Jordan Poyer. You were number 4 in the league. You didn't produce enough turnovers either year, but you were still a good defense. So, you know, the priority of that safety position for me is a little bit hard to read. You definitely want one quality guy, but, I think you can get by with a Javon Holland caliber player and then some other guy. That's my read on that situation.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, before I let you go, too, and I know we got a lot of stuff, and I appreciate you coming on, Javon Holland. He's an interesting guy. He's got ridiculous talent. I believe in his talent. I do, but at the same time, you just look at the amount of plays of big time plays he made, and it's hard after the first one of the season against Jacksonville. There just wasn't a lot of them. There was a sack in there and some. Would you give him what he's going to get on the open market? Or I'm with Chris. I'd let him go.
Heck no. I'm letting him go. I don't think Javon is the impact player that Christian Wilkins or Rob Hunt were. You waited a year too late on Wilkins and Hunt. You should have locked them up a year earlier before they had that good final year and ran their price tag up. With Holland, I don't think that was the case. Holland is good, but he's not the impact player at his position that Wilkins and Hunt were. So, yeah, you hate to let the homegrown talent walk out the door, Joe, but at that price and for his impact, see you later. Good luck.
Yeah. Hey, Perk, always great having you, man. I appreciate it. A lot of good stuff today. I know there's a ton of things, so many positions. Boy, they got to fill them in, and some of them need to be upgrades for sure off of last year. Thank you, bud. I appreciate it.
Anytime, Joe.
All right, Chris Perkins, Sun Sentinel Dolphins columnist, joining us this morning a little bit. Steve Goldstein going to join us in this 8 o'clock hour. Goldie, man. Goldie, ain't nobody living better if you're a Panthers fan or Steve Goldstein right now. 6 straight wins. Outscored your opponents, 20-5 during this time. And this playing great and potentially going to have Marshan and also Kachuk ready to go for the playoffs. Oh, my God. You kidding me? Hey, right now I want to talk to you about something very serious to men out there. And I had such great results. I love telling everybody. It was a joke even at the wedding. I heard people, hey, Atlantic Men's Clinic, going to get you through the weekend. I go, hey, man, my energy level's good. I'm ready to go. Thank you, Atlantic Men's Clinic. And you'll like them, too, once you get back to South Florida. Call them. Man, if you're going through low T, which you know if you have it or not, your energy level's gone, you just notice that you're just tired all the time, even moody and grumpy and not sleeping well, that's all part of low T. And usually with it, you have ED, where if you're honest, your sex drive is gone or definitely not what it used to be like. It's a real hit-and-miss situation. Well, Atlantic Men's Clinic can change that for you and do it quickly. A year ago, I went into Atlantic Men's Clinic. I had such great results, man. I was like a cheerleader after that. I put on a cheerleader outfit one day, man, just because, hey, I got all the tests done, got that first appointment, didn't want to go. I did. I'm glad I did. The PSA test, met with their professionals, got on a program, and, man, I'm talking quickly. Everybody always asks me how quickly it start working. Pretty fast. They have 6 locations in South Florida to serve you, a 7th on the way. Call them today, 877-455-7300. The most important is the first call you make to Atlantic Men's Clinic, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com.
All right, it is time for your weather, brought to you by the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, your action and attorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. There's a cold front coming in later, so there's going to be some rain this afternoon. Leading into, by the way, sun's out.
Well,
it's like
keep it out till
the
like,
sun just came out.
Anything after like 12:30 is fine today.
This daylight savings, whatever this thing is that we just did, is not good. Not a good situation.
It didn't affect me.
Yeah, because you don't have kids.
That's true.
You don't have kids.
I don't. No.
We try to put the kids to bed, and they go, it's morning.
Yeah, right. They're not, yeah. Well, what are we doing here?
Sun's out. Why are we going to bed?
We got Steve Goldstein going to join us. Want to thank Perk for coming on. Boy, I'll tell you what, the Panthers, what a story. Six straight wins. Just three shutouts in the six wins. Defensively, they are just, you can't even get shots. They're unbelievable. 40-21-3. And the thought now, so they traded for Brad Marchand, as everybody knows by now. Got a long time captain of the Bruins and all these great Matt. We owned him the last couple years, and he knows that. But apparently they're talking, couldn't get a deal worked out. He goes, I know where I want to go. If I can't stay in the Northeast, let me go play with those guys who have been beating us up. I want to have a chance. So they trade for him, even though he could be out till the playoffs starts. Can you imagine, though, the way you're playing right now and you don't have Tkachuk or Marchand playing and you get them back for the start of the playoffs? Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. How good is that? They got so many guys playing well right now. Just a great start. Bill Zito, everything this guy has done so far has been money. Man, this guy has just been unbelievable. So we'll talk to Goldie about all that stuff and looking ahead. And, boy, they were active on the trade deadline, though. Boy, they got help. A lot of different. Got a goalie, defenseman, a couple of guys to help him on the lines offensively. Just good stuff. Good stuff right across the board for them. And so we'll jump into all that stuff. I didn't see that one coming. Aaron Rodgers potentially going to the Steelers. But we'll see how that goes. But, yeah, Steelers have been aggressive and went out and got DK Metcalf soon. By the way, wasn't it just like a week ago DK Metcalf said, I want to be traded? And they were kind of mad. You kind of did it late on us here. Well, they traded him for a second-round pick to Pittsburgh, got a five-year, $150 million. They not only got him, but they made sure his ass is staying. Locked him down for $30 million a year. And that big guy is physically as gifted as anybody playing that position.
What a low price, by the way, a second-round pick.
For a guy 27? So we'll...
Doesn't it bother you that we're not in,
No, it doesn't bother... No. Nothing bothers me. Okay. I'm numb to everything everybody else does. I'm numb.
Well, but just in general, like... Because, again, I go back to... I would imagine they're going to blow their second-round pick. And even if they were to miraculously hit on it, a guy wouldn't be as good as that as DK Metcalf.
Yeah, but you can't. So we've done this too, and go out and paid a lot of money for guys. You can't do a full roster full of this. We actually have to find draft picks. We can't go out and get a $30 million or $25 million a year player right now. We have so many needs. We can't just go all in on one guy, because you go, great, we got that taken care of now. You are going to have to hit. Woody, I've been telling you this. Perk agreed with it. Perk and I don't agree on everything. He gave the guards a little bit of a hall pass from last year. And there's plenty of blame to go everywhere on what took place, especially on the offensive side of the ball. We've got Steve Goldstein going to join us here coming up in just a couple of minutes. We'll talk to Goldie. But before we do, I want to tell you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage real quickly this morning. Well, I'll tell you what, when it comes to great service, getting you approved quickly to get a mortgage, first-time home buyers, fixed rates in the fives right now, self-employed, been declined by the banks, we got a great program for you to get the lowest rates too. I just want to let you know, go to Google Reviews on the web, Choice Mortgage Reviews, and find out what they're saying about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. The man really has no life because he is always working 7 days a week. That's right. Even on the weekends, Michael Kotze is working for you. You find something you want to get, you need to get it done quickly. Michael Kotze, it's always about great service, 7 days a week. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. That's MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. Michael Kotze is an equal housing lender. 30 years in the business and going strong is Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, let's go right to him, man. Nice enough to join us this morning. Steve Goldie Goldstein, Panthers TV voice on the Scripps Sports. Goldie, man, oh my God, brother. I'm sorry to keep bugging you during the weekend. Our boy Bill Zito got serious about running this thing back. Holy smokes.
Well, the hockey aside, Joe, you didn't get yourself in any trouble with any of your stupid comments at that wedding, did you? I'm just making sure, checking in on you.
I drank like I was 25. I did do the shots with the – I met a lot of new people I didn't know, but I didn't throw up. But, yes, my wife was not happy with my act oh, my God. And shit, I was doing the sprinkler and stuff when I was dancing and said it was embarrassing. She walked off the floor. It wasn't some of that stuff, but you know that, Goldie. You knew some. You predicted that on our way up that was going to happen. So
you know, not terrible. You came back married, so you know you're still in good shape. I just was wondering if you said something to someone you didn't know, like out of turn, you know?
No.
You kept it within the family. Good job by you.
I didn't go too far. No. I've been policed pretty good. Gold, my God, man. Bill's, and by the way, this guy, because everything he's done the last couple of years, he gets benefit of the doubt on everything. Did the Brad Marchand thing, especially being injured, may not be back until the playoffs, surprise you?
It didn't shock me. And I was actually thinking about this, you know, like if you're the Boston Bruins, you know, 60 games in, like it's time. You need to rebuild. You know, the Panthers ruined your season the last 2 years, knocking you out of the playoffs. And they've been good for like 15 years, which, you know, in sports, the system really isn't set up for that. You're supposed to be good and then get bad. And so Boston was just patching it together, trying to win. So I was thinking maybe they should trade that guy, and wouldn't it be incredible if the Panthers got him? But that's like fantasy hockey. You know what I mean? Like that's the people that want Aaron Rodgers to be the Dolphins' backup. Like that's not going to happen. You know, it's fantasy sports. So, yeah, it surprised me because, you know, Brad Marchand always said publicly he wants to be in Boston, and the Bruins historically, Joe, you know, have held on to their guys, you could say too long, but whatever the case. So guys like Bergeron and Chara, you know, when they finished their careers, they finished them as Bruins. They did the Dan Marino. You know, I'm not going to play for anybody else. My jersey's going to get retired. So it was kind of surprising at the last second when whatever went on behind closed doors that it seems to me the Boston Bruins – didn't really want to keep him, whatever he wanted, a 2 or 3 year contract. They didn't want to do it. So, as always, you know, Zito was there right on top of it. You know, that staff, we've talked about this. They've got a deep hockey operations staff. These guys are really smart. They've got their data and analytics people. You got your hockey people. And in this case, you had a guy in Gregory Campbell who played with Brad Marchand. He was on his line, you know, back in the day.
Wow.
So you had great intel into a guy, let's be honest, if he's not on your team, you dislike him.
Yep.
So they had intel of, hey, how's he going to fit into this locker room? You know, that Panther team is a tight-knit team. And then I believe, I'm not sure if it was Bill or the coach or whoever, spoke to Sam Bennett and Sam Reinhart because they were teammates with the guy last month in that Four Nations tournament, and they vouched for him. So they do all their homework, man. And Bill Zito, to me, you know, giving up a draft pick two years from now, I mean, who cares?
Right.
You can win the whole thing again right now. It's amazing.
Hey, so I got to ask you, the one that we don't know, and I get asked about, and I know you do all the time too, is Tkachuk. So we've seen this before where you get that, use that money, and you get your guy back, your star back for the playoffs, and he can run. You expect Tkachuk back, or is that still unknown, or is this he's going to be healthier even a little bit earlier, but only eligible to play for it, and he and Marchand could play together in the playoffs? What do you think?
Well, I think Marchand's going to be back in a few weeks because the Bruins had him as week to week. So I think Marchand's going to be back probably, you know, later on this month. Again, there's no rush. And in April, the Panthers have a brutal schedule, Joe. They play 9 games in the last 14 days, so he's going to get some games in. Tkachuk, you know, Bill Zito's using the word hopefully back for the playoffs. I just look at it 2 years ago, man. The guy literally had a broken body.
Yep.
And he had his brother haul him out of bed and had teammates put his uniform on. He couldn't even put his jersey on and he played. So to me, Joe, I think the guy comes back for sure. Just knowing who he is. Now, look, I'm not a doctor. Maybe there's something that he can't play, but knowing him, the guy plays through everything. And the other little factor in this is they've now got a 4-point lead in the division. If they win the division, and nothing's given, we know that, but they're going to play one of those wild card teams. If Matthew Tkachuk doesn't start the playoffs or maybe doesn't play his usual minutes, they should still be okay. I don't think if they win the division, any of those wild card teams have a chance of beating them four times in seven games.
Goal, I've been shocked on how good. And they take pride in their defense, don't get me wrong. And I'm not taking anything away from the goalie play. You get three shutouts in your six straight wins you've had. But that defense that I saw against Columbus was ridiculous. You talk about it was hard for them to get any kind of quality shots at all. Hell, they struggled just to get it up the ice.
Yeah, that game was the one that you went to last week, and it was unbelievable. I think they had two high-danger scoring chances in the game. So,
wow.
You're right. You know, if you were in goal, they might have won, you know, maybe give up one or two. That's about it. But their defense right now, they're just a smart veteran team. They know what it takes to win, and we've seen the slow build. Once the calendar turned to 2025, it was almost like they were – okay, time to get playoff ready. Let's get our defense in order. And I'll tell you this, I don't know if it's a big enough sample size, nine periods of hockey, but that acquisition of Seth Jones, man, look, they were playing really good defensively before that, but now takes a little bit of pressure off Ekblad and Forsling, and Jones and Mikkola, you got two guys, 6'4", they take up a ton of room. Seth Jones skates great. It's almost like he was made to play in Paul Maurice's system. So they're scary good right now. And they were the same way last year at this time, if you remember. And then they dipped a little bit. They lost like 9 out of 12, I think it was. And obviously they won the cup. So defensively, they got it on lockdown. And like you, I can only imagine being an opponent. Like when there's absolutely no room out there, it's got to be frustrating as heck playing this team.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. Paul Maurice said this when they have gone through that where they've lost three or four games or something. He never went, damn it, we got to play. It was like, yeah, we're fine. I even like the way we're playing. Maybe not enough passion, but this I knew some of this stuff was going to happen after all the success we've had. But, man, I don't know what happened, but the green light went off the way they're getting after it. And by the way, Barkov has decided to be a little more offensive-minded just to remind everybody I can score when I need to, huh?
He's unbelievable. I mean, he could. He could go and get 100 points if he wanted to, but he doesn't care. You know, he cares about winning. The guy sets the right example for the whole team. When the big guy works the way he works, and by the way, you could throw Bobrovsky in there too. The guy's a workout fiend, and these guys are making $10 million, Joe. They're the first guy there, the last guy to leave.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked about this. I liken it to when Pat Riley got to South Florida, and the first thing he did, he went and got Alonzo Mourning. Because he said, my best guy needs to be my most passionate and hardest working guy, and all about team. And when you got two guys like that, everybody else just follows the lead. They got an amazing mix of guys. And Barkov and Reinhart, I said this, you know, that duo in Edmonton, those guys are great as players. But if you want to win a championship, you give me those two guys, a duo, I'd take them over any two in the NHL.
Yeah. Wow. Goal, I got to tell you, it's going to be fun, man. All of a sudden, they've turned it up. And by the way, what an insurance policy coming that you know you're going to have towards the end of the regular season in the case of Tkachuk potentially back for the playoffs for another serious run. This is going to be great. Gold, I appreciate it, and thanks for asking about me. I did drink a lot of tequila, but I was fine. I didn't throw up, and it was good, and I danced a little bit. I was a little immature, but nothing that got me like the next morning when you wake up and she goes, do you remember what you said last night? I didn't get any of that stuff. It was great, so thanks, man.
Well, you being a little immature, you really don't need to throw that in there. I mean, that's just a given. You know, you don't have to. We have precious few breaths left on this earth. Why waste any with the obvious? You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly. Exactly. Gold, thank you, bud. Appreciate it.
All right, Joe, be good, buddy. Thank you.
Steve Goldie Goldstein, Panthers TV voice, joining us. Talk a little bit. Man, I tell you, people, you're a Panther fan. God bless you. Year three. How about Amerant Bank? Amerant Bank puts their name on that arena. They've been good. Amerant Bank, how good is that, man? All right, we want to do a deal with you. And then they're like friggin' really, really good. Unbelievable. Hey, Beverly's Jewelers, unbelievable too. An incredible offer for you right now. Jeff and Amanda, are you for real? This deal is unbelievable. I'm just telling everybody, somebody was getting ready to get engaged, and I said, hey, man, I'm not trying to get in your business, but you live in South Florida, and after this wedding, if you're going back and you're starting to look around, go to Beverly's Jewelers. Seriously. They got a stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond, VVS Clarity, E-Color, set in a custom-made 14-carat diamond ring for just $3,999. The guy goes, oh, $3,999. Go see it. And some of them are wearing them in there so you can see them. Choose from all shapes and larger size available at similar savings. Hurry, this deal is for a limited time. Plus, gold prices are at an all-time high. Beverly's is paying top dollar for your gold, your silver, diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment right there. I trust Beverly's Jewelers and have for more than 30 years. Only place I've ever gone. Family's important to me over there. Beverly's Jewelers. I love those folks in Fort Lauderdale off West Commercial Boulevard or online at bevjewelers.com. Beverly's Jewelers, where South Florida gets engaged.